My wife did a Bible study some time ago, which she shared with me and said, isn't this absolutely amazing? Just one little verse, which can mean so much if we let it sink in. We could look at Proverbs 16, verse 3. Now, when my wife mentions her Bible studies to me, obviously I'm interested. Doesn't pay not to be. And I wouldn't terribly excited about it, but it came into focus during the service last week. Mr. Bowles was talking about the problems the world is facing and pointing out that God is not someone vengefully waiting to strike people whenever they make a mistake. But so many of the problems are against the natural laws that God set in place, and the problems before people because they are going against the great spiritual laws. The cursings from Leviticus, Deuteronomy follow as a natural progression because of the defilement of the land. Mr. Bowles made that very clear. God is not there waiting to zap us with electric shock treatment or something. The consequences of our behavior automatically bring these problems upon us. And then the same service, the tape from Mr. Armstrong when he conducted that Bible study in Paris, he said quite forcefully that he would choose the happy way, God's way. He was talking about the competitiveness of this world, whereas success is measured by how much you vault over another person, how much you can crush someone else to apparently make an advance yourself. So with those things in mind, my wife's Bible study came much more clearly into focus. Verse 16, verse 3 of Proverbs, chapter 16 of Proverbs, verse 3, reads very simply, commit your works onto the eternal, and your thoughts shall be established. Very short, very succinct. But we live in a world where commitment doesn't really mean very much anymore. The British Isles has a disastrous divorce rate. Commitment means very little. It's such a small word. But this word commitment is like, in some translations, it's roll. It's roll like a heavy stone, which requires effort. To place the stone in the right place for an altar or something like that there, you probably would need help to shift it. It's not just, oh, well, I would like to do this, or I propose, or I intend. Commit, in this verse, means something solid, firm, fixed, established. Something in our society which is difficult for us to picture nowadays. Somebody's word is committed just as long as it suits them for it to be committed, and then when it doesn't suit them, it has no standing, it has no basis, it has no foundation, it's not solid. We all live in this world, it does infect us. The thoughts describing the intentions, the plans, the imaginations, the purposes, the inventions. It's from a root meaning to plait, weave, fabricate, plot, contrive. Obviously this could be used for good and bad. But if we commit ourselves to God's way, our thoughts will be to good. What we plait, weave, construct will be to good. And that is why God will be able to establish it, fix it. What we plan will come to pass because we are in tune with God. We will not be breaking God's law. We will not be drawing the curses of breaking God's law upon ourselves. This thought is carried on where this word commit is used in Psalm 37, starting in verse 3. Psalm chapter 37, starting in verse 3. Trust in the Lord, or the Eternal, and do good. Then this amazing promise. This, we look forward to the coming of God's kingdom and an inheritance. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. We still live in a land of plenty, but the weather conditions we're experiencing nowadays, the droughts, the floods in various places, you look around the world and you see where our food sources are being diminished regularly. What used to be the breadbaskets of the world are not doing terribly well at the moment. Our harvest in this country is going to be a very strange one this year with so much unseasonable wet weather. Verily you shall be fed. That's a promise we may be very grateful for. Delight yourself also in the Eternal, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Again, God can only give us our desires if they are focused on what God wants. Not the wrong desires which this society encourages, helps us to dwell on. We have to be looking at God's law, realizing why these things are required of us, and how naturally good consequences come from it. And how, as Mr. Armstrong used the expression, choose the happy way. And then this commit word in verse 5, commit, roll your way onto the Eternal. Use effort to align yourself with the way God wants us to be going. Get back on track is the expression we use. Mr. Armstrong used many years ago. Get ourselves aligned to God. Trust also in him, and he will bring this to pass. And he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. What we do will stand up to the light. We won't have to conduct ourselves furtively, secretly, doing things underhand, in the dark, pursuing our own selfish desires. We will be committing ourselves to God's way of life, so that instead of receiving the just recompense of the evil person, we will benefit from the natural consequences of following in God's ways, and then our thoughts can be established. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Sometimes we see people who appear to go against the trend that God has established. There is a short-term benefit from people who cheat, lie, steal. But we have to look at the long-term consequences. The short-term advantage is at long-term cost. So don't be discouraged when you see someone apparently succeeding by breaking God's law. The natural consequences will reach to them in the end. When we struggle through the traffic and the weather to get here today, it doesn't prepare you in a restful, peaceful state of mind. But we must align ourselves to what God wants. We cannot neglect meeting together. It may be hard work, but we need the encouragement. We need the help, the boost that comes from each other. The encouragement of seeing Mrs. Hughes here recovering from her fall. Adele recovering. Lost her eyeshadow now. We didn't see the thing about not wearing makeup on just one eye. We have the pleasure and the encouragement of being with each other. So let's help each other to roll, to commit ourselves to God's way of life, so that we can receive these blessings. There is another scripture about if our ways please God, even our enemies will be at peace with us. A natural consequence of following God's law. Commit to God's way of life, so that our thoughts will be established, so that we will receive the natural benefits, the consequences of being obedient to God, preparing for our place in the wonderful world to come. Thank you.